Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, February 21st, 2024. Last fall on Main Currents, I spoke with the then new director of the Shaw Institute in Blue Hill, Dr. Charles Ralski. One of the things that we discussed was his research on detergent pods, which concluded that they break down into microplastics in the environment. There's been some news on that front, so we checked in with him for an update.
My name is Dr. Charles Ralski. I'm the executive director and senior research scientist at the Shaw Institute in Blue Hill, Maine. And several years back, a grad student and I at the time, named Varun Kalkar, we wrote a paper about these pods and sheets that are made out of polyvinyl alcohol, which is a water-soluble plastic. It's meant to sort of disassociate in water, just like salt or sugar, but very much remains in the solution. And we ended up doing a research project to try to extrapolate how much of this material actually degrades in the next step once it leaves your house, which is within a wastewater treatment plant. And we found that only about 25% actually degrades, and then 75% passes on. And we're talking about around 8,000 metric tons of this material that goes untreated into the environment. And it's just such strict conditions are needed for it to biodegrade that we're just not confident that it does. And there's also not a lot of research on it as a pollutant. So we published this a few years back. And then as I was in New York City for our board meeting, I get an email about an article that was coming out from Bloomberg. I had no idea at the time. I had done the interview or something months before, forgot about it. Lo and behold, we find out that this legislation that people were talking about, or this ban that people were suggesting in New York City, was actually coming to fruition much faster than I thought it would. And essentially what it would do is ban the use of these pods. And the terms of it, I'm not really sure, but I know that our research is a kind of critical cog in that machine. And so we're thrilled to see that it's been going in this direction. There's so much more research that's needed in this space that I hope that we get there. We're now working with the University of Maine on a couple of research projects to shed some more light on this. But I'm thrilled that we're getting to this place and honored that our research is being featured like this. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens as a result of this.
Do you think that there's going to be any movement in Maine to have it introduced as legislation here, similar to what New York is doing?
I think it's a possibility. There's other states where we're hearing rumblings of this, and it's kind of multidimensional, where one state might say, we have strict regulations as to what can go down the drain, similar to the microbeads that were made out of plastic. And then there's other groups that say you can't put something as plastic-free on the label when it's made out of plastic. So you kind of have a truth in labeling aspect of it, and then you have a regulatory aspect from what ends up going down the drain. And so I think it could catch on. I think it should, until we know more about this. And yeah, I'm excited to see where it goes from here. These small plastics can end up in our tissues, our organs. Polyvinyl alcohol, the material, is actually found in breast milk. So the smaller it gets, the more of a risk it poses to a plethora of ecosystems and species therein. So if people go to shawinstitute.org, we've got some information about the most recent press having to do with the pods, and the work is continuing. And it's evolving now, and we're trying to take the next step to figure out what the impact these pods have on the environment actually is.
That was Dr. Charles Ralski, director of the Shaw Institute in Blue Hill. Looking at the news just quickly from 100 years ago today in Maine, on February 21st, 1924, the newspapers were reporting that Maine was recovering from a blizzard that shut down shipping, railroads, and trolleys with high winds and a foot of snow, and cottages in southern Maine at Camp Ellis were washed out to sea. And in national news, Congress was fighting over an immigration bill. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening and have a great day.